Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the long one if you like to type. When you get there, either one of those places, either one of those URLs will take you to the same website where you can find thousands of archives, hundreds of articles written by me and my brain trust. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And you can also find out more about and listen to past archives of our guest this half hour. Josh Costell is the founder of Applying Knowledge Systems. He's one of our top sales experts in the Brain Trust. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. He's our good friend, Josh Costell. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be back. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, as always, Josh. And I know that today you want to talk about something that is actually, a lot of people wouldn't consider this to rise to the level of controversy, but in the world of salesmanship, cold calling is a little controversial, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I was just interviewed by a magazine that was talking about whether the role of cold calling in the new millennium with technology. And one of the things about cold calling, Jim, is that I think it's a fundamental flaw to it, is that it goes on the basis that all customers are created equal because you start off with a list.
Right.
And the problem with that is that customers do not think all salespeople are created equal. So the problem is that I really believe there's three sensitive things with cold calling right now. And what I mean by cold calling is not, for the most part, non-researched contact of customers.
Drop-ins.
Excuse me?
Like a drop-in, like a
right.
Drop-by. And
I think there's three things that have really changed the complexion of cold calling over the last couple of years. And the first is voicemail, because it works as a screen for people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The second one is that there's a sensitivity to cold calling in business due to the sensitivity that people have to telemarketing.
Mm-hmm.
From when they were home. Matter of fact, I always think it's kind of interesting that in business we allow people still to do something that was outlawed by Congress.
Right.
We don't allow it at our home.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
And then finally, is due to downsizing, people just don't have time to take random phone calls. And I think the way that we change that is that the key is, what sort of research can you do before you contact someone? And how, in the first 10 seconds or 15 seconds of a phone call, can you let someone know that the reason why you called them was not because they had a pulse?
Right.
You know,
right.
That they're
and when you say cold calling, right at this moment, you're specifically talking about literally calling on the phone, cold calling.
Yes.
Right. Not. Are you also thinking about physically cold calling? Because when I think my classic definition of cold calling is physically being there.
Right. I think there's two ways to actually there's three now for cold calling. Right. There's email. There's phone call. And there's in person.
Right.
Now, I think that the physically being there is cold calling. If you're going to contact someone and just drop in, I think there's a way to do that where you can use it as a means to do research.
Yeah.
Not to try to get an appointment. And I understand that if you're in a geographical area and you need to do a time filler, that you want to drop in and try to contact someone, but I don't think that the way that we, traditionally have started off by saying, oh, the reason why I wanted to stop off and see you is because I really had to see someone more important important next door that I actually had an appointment with. And by the way, you know, thanks for being in the building next door.
Right.
And what the I think what we have to do with cold calling, I don't think there's things wrong with stopping in if indeed you have a valid business reason and you're not doing it to try to get to the decision maker, quote, but to really gather research. I think it's
so. What you're saying is if you is the whole idea is to know what you're going after to use each method of contacting a prospect the right way, and that was one of the things that I learned many years ago is whenever I was on the phone, if I was selling something that typically wouldn't be sold over the phone, don't try to do that.
Right.
And try to close for an appointment on the phone so that you can then go to see them face-to-face and do some business with them face-to-face as opposed to just dropping in on them. You know, 25, 30 years ago, Josh, whatever a company had, whatever they bought, basically some salesperson walked through the door and showed them what was new. And so it was almost like a catalog coming in the door. It's almost like finding a new website in those days. You actually almost looked forward to salespeople calling on you because they had new stuff that you didn't know existed. The world's the world's not like that anymore.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jim, is that for years, and this is what took, I think, a lot of salespeople, older ones especially, are going through that transition, is that you were the only conduit of new technology.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you couldn't look something up on the web, like you said, and you didn't have instant access to information and catalogs. And I think that a lot of salespeople went through the culture shock that customers can find out information without you.
Right.
And that has really changed the complexion.
And even and here's another thing, and this may be more important, Josh. Even if they don't have all the information that you have, they don't care. 30 years ago, they cared. They knew that they needed more information, and that you had that information, so they would let you in the door, even if they weren't going to buy from you, just to get you to tell them some stuff that they needed to know. But now customers believe that they already have most of what they need, and anything else, even if it is new information, it's not worth my time. And that's the key. How do we break through that screen? How do we break through that wall? That's the key there, I think. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you answer that when we come back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Josh Costell. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. 20 after. Stay with us.
And nothing, oh, nothing is going right.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Josh Costell. Josh is one of our top salesmanship experts in our brain trust. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. And Josh, why don't you give us your website and tell us where the book's available, please?
Okay. My website is www.measuremax.com. And the book is best place to find it and buy it is at amazon.com.
All right. Tell us what we'll find when we get to your website.
And when we get to my website, you'll find out all the different goals that we're looking to help our clients achieve in the world of sales and marketing. It'll show you different ways to view your training needs and, more important, how to quantify the results of any training.
You know, right.
So, and I think that's probably the most important thing is that you got to have measurable outcomes even when you do training.
That's the thing about sales. They've got to be you got to measure what your performance is and the proof's in the pudding is one of my old mentors used to say, Josh, right?
Absolutely.
Josh, as we went to the break, I was asking this question, you know, with all the way the sales the selling landscape has changed over the last 10 years. How do we break through all the screens? How do we break through all the barriers?
The way that you break through it, Jim, is that you have to show evidence of research on the customer. That, and what I mean by that very specifically is the days of walking in there, as you and I talked about, with a product demo are over. That's not what occurs now on a cold call. Let me show you what I have. And the more important, there's been a big shift where it's critical that you build your solutions from the customer's goals down, not from the features of your products or services up. So the most important thing to do to get through the screen is, are you thinking like your customer? In other words, if you were the VP of finance for a hospital, what would be your goals? And that's how you get through that clutter is you have to, when you speak with that customer, is are you talking about where they want to end up or are you talking about where you want to end up when, on that initial phone call, that initial contact?
You know, Josh, 20-something years ago, maybe almost 30-something years ago, I was taught how to sell conceptually. And you know what? That training is still as valid today as it was 25 or more years ago. And that's what you just got through describing. If you can't sell conceptually, if you can't talk about how you can help your customer without especially in the early on, until the customer almost asks you, without bringing up, you know, a specific model number or a price or showing them a box or some kind of a product, then you're not going to do very well in the 21st century marketplace, are you?
I like to say you have to leave the brochures behind.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't be walking in these days with brochures. They can look up whatever they want. And, you know, you hit it right on the head, Jim, that, you know, it, conceptually is where you have to start. But when you're selling conceptually, as we talked about a little bit before, is you still need to be discussing measurable outcomes with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where if, you know, you understand that if their goal is to improve cash flow, we can't just be saying we can help you improve cash flow, or, you know, we understand that you want to reduce downtime or increase productivity. You have to, if there's not a buy in there, what I mean BY, you know, by 20%, by 8%, but, you know, to me, buy means BUY. You know, you spell it that way. You have to really quantify results. And the challenge when you're cold calling is you can't make broad, you know, claims to people because they don't feel that, you know, that they understand what you're doing. You're just throwing out things to try to catch their attention. You know, it's sort of like, hey, Jim, would you be interested if I can, you know, save you $1 million? And, you know, what are we going to say? Yes. And, you know, what's your next question? Would you still be interested if I could tell you, save you $100,000?
Right.
You know, and what I always feel is critical to any customer when you're talking to them is that you let them know that whatever you think that you can help them accomplish, you can only do it if certain conditions exist. And I believe that when you do that, then the whole time that you're talking to them should be, at least on the first call, are what are those conditions that need to exist for them to be able to achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I hope that makes sense.
No, it does. And the other thing that I think we need to focus on as well, as soon as we can, it seems to me, is their customers.
Right.
Not just them as your customers, but your customers' customers. Don't we need to? And I've got about 20 seconds. What do you think about that?
Jim, that's, you know, the key point about that is if you ever want to know how to sell value to your customers, look at how they sell value to their customers.
That's right. And become a part of that.
Absolutely.
Contribute to that transaction. That's, to me, the key. And if you can figure out how to do that, cold calling, warm calling, or hot calling, you'll be successful. Josh Costell, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
It's www.measuremax.com.
Thanks, Josh. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Have
Josh
a great
Costell,
show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Science of Sales Success. A lot of S's in there, huh? 29 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.